This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Absolutely Not Sis with your hosts Laura and Courtney. We discuss all things grief, life, turning 30, speaking your truth, and learning how to say absolutely not sis in a world where we're all conditioned to say yes, yes, yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 Gorge. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm so good as we sit here for another episode of Absolutely Not Sis.
Welcome, welcome. If you have not been here before, you are always welcome to take a seat at the tepu with us and have a good old korero.
Absolutely. And are you in for a ride or what?
You sure are. We've just spent, just looking at the time, 41 minutes debriefing about what we're going to talk about. So we're finally ready. We're rip-roaring ready to go.
We are so ready. But we also spent some time in that 41 minutes reflecting on the Christmas party that we just threw last Wednesday for 30 beautiful wahine.
Yeah, so by the time you're listening to this, it would have been 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was, Laura's, like, I don't want to gas us up, but it was so fun.
It was such a good, it was a good night. It was so cool because it was on a school night. And, well, you know, like, there's nothing not really in the week to do.
I know. And that's always a risk. Some people were like, oh, but it's a weeknight. But I'm like, yeah, but actually, what a cool thing to look forward to, like,
yeah, a little
weekends
bit of
are getting busy.
Yeah, a little bit of a hump day spesh. And we, people came along and they got their little sangria or their margarita on arrival. So much Mexican food.
So much food. Like, to the girls that left theirs behind, girl, we don't let nothing go to waste.
We took that home, a little doggy bag, and I had that taco when I got home. A little bit cold. Did you warm yours?
I reheated mine.
Yeah, I thought about
Delish.
It. Did you reheat the fried chicken?
I reheated all of it.
Oh, damn it. See, I'd had one bite of the fried chicken, but Chewy threw it out.
Matt was very grateful for the girls that didn't eat their food.
I said to you, please take them some home. It'd be so good. And everyone just making their beads.
Oh, you know what I love? Everybody's beads were different. Everybody did such a cool design. So different. Some girls went with, like, real classic and, like, girly.
Yeah.
Some people went with, like, all pearls.
All
some
pearls.
People did. Obviously, we gave out real pearls, guys.
Real pearls. Real
pearls
gold.
From the Ashan.
Yeah.
And then some of them were really cool. Like, Jadiel did this beautiful one. Shout out Jadiel. She did this beautiful, like, pink and red combo.
Oh, it was stunning.
With white. I loved it. It was my absolute fave of the night.
People getting, like, the little letters as well.
Yes.
Like, Chrissy did CH. And I was like, are you going to spell the rest? And I was like, oh, no, that's your initials. And my sister, honestly, I was so proud because we are not, like, crafty and artsy like that.
She went hard.
She did this amazing wee bracelet. And I was so proud. I thought, oh no, what's she going to pull out? And she did it.
It was so good. And then the girls behind the bar were so fab. They came along and made their own ones. And it was just a really good time. We hope everyone had a good time.
We hope everyone did. So big shout out to Mexico, first of all, for letting us have the event up there. Really
they
cool
were
venue.
So great. And the food was amazing.
Really amazing. Came out really quick.
Kmart
was also a sponsor. No, I'm kidding. And just thank you to all the girls that supported it and came along and just had some fun, and we got some cool feedback, so it just gets us excited for what we could do in the future.
We definitely have big plans. We've got some cool ideas. Jade, who we've had on the podcast this season, gave us some fabulous ideas, so thanks Jade. We always love a good idea.
Very, very good ideas that I'm very excited about, and I think with you and I, we will implement and execute a lot of these ideas.
Implement and execute.
Wow,
sounds like we're about to that's a big word.
It sounds like I'm at a board meeting.
You go, girl.
But, like, I'm very excited because the Absolutely Not Sis brand, would we call it, like, yes, it's a podcast, but we've got so many other exciting ideas up our sleeve. It's just A, finding the time, B, getting the momentum. You know, the podcast is our baby, but we've got so many other ideas.
And
you won't
get over this, guys. Drum roll, please. We're over 1,000 followers on Instagram.
We hit the 1K mark.
We hit the 1K at the party because the girls were just doing this. They were doing an amazing job. They were liking and sharing and doing all this amazing stuff for us, just, like, naturally. Like, we didn't ask them to or anything.
It's not like Laura got up and said, welcome, you can only be here if you like, comment, subscribe, tag and share. And I said that about 3 or 4 times. Like, I came in hot. But honestly, it paid off.
We've got all these amazing people joining us now. And what was really cool about the party is that probably 80% 80% of people didn't come to our launch.
I know, that was really cool.
That made me feel really good to like meet these people that listen or maybe haven't listened yet but have people that do listen and just coming and getting to know us.
There were those three beautiful girls that turned up. I recognise you. Do you guys know Courtney? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh. And they're like, we just listen and we really wanted to come. And
I love
like,
them.
My heart
they
melted.
They were so cool.
Because
they
there's always
such cool girls.
There's always those like degrees of separation or, oh, I went to school with her or something, you know. But it was, these were people that listen to us, so thank you if you're listening still. It really meant the world to
us. It did, and we can't wait for the next ones. Like, girlfriend has a purple dot brain. I've already got a list of ideas. I really want to go big, but I'm like, maybe for the one after, but I really want to go big with a cool idea.
I'm thinking like we could probably pull off like two or three, if not four, really cool events.
Absolutely.
Over the year, like one a quarter.
Absolutely.
And they don't all have to be ooh la la glam, let's hire dresses and have 30 sponsors again, but you know
like fun things that might appeal to different people with different interests.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The booze and beads one was a little bit more intimate. Very hot up there though, guys. Sorry, but sweaty Betty, wasn't it? A few of my girls were like, whoa, have you heard of aircon? I was like, we've got to open the doors. But that was a cool venue. So we've had the bank and now Mexico. So you just never know what's next.
You've got a little event space out there and you want to collaborate with us and do a fun thing, you just holler at us.
Yeah, definitely. We're open to all ideas, thoughts, concerns and feelings today.
And with that said, we are going to jump into how your week was. I want to know. I want to know how your week was. I don't know what happened.
Good try. My absolutely yes for the week was definitely the event, for
Same.
That was the week that was. That was incredible. And also, you guys, I went to the base. I did the Black Friday sales.
She did it.
I was at the base for 4.5 hours on Saturday.
Did it feel that long though, or was it quite all-consuming?
My feet felt it was that long, but I didn't. But I was sweating. I tried on about 20 to 25 pairs of denim shorts at North Beach because I've never dedicated myself that time to go and find what fits this booty, and I did it, and I'm so proud. And so A Brand is my new brand of denim shorts.
A Brand,
a really nice brand, which my sister-in-law recommended. I was like, oh, that sounds nice. But it was a bit of a marathon in there. It was actually exhausted when I got home, but I'm pleased. I got my summer wardrobe sorted. I got my bridesmaid duty stuff sorted.
Yay!
I got my bestie's wedding on Friday. So when everyone listens to this, it would have been all done and dusted and I'm going to get the post-wedding blues. But that was a really successful weekend and a successful party. So
love
feeling
it.
Good. My absolutely not would be the 22 chimples I've got on my chin. I don't know why they've all appeared. And I'm really annoyed because my skin was glowing when I was stuck at home sick with no makeup on or like being sweaty Betty. But now that I'm back into the full swing, and I clean my brushes all the time, you guys, and I don't know what's happened, but it's wedding week and thank gosh I'm not the bride, but whew, they're gonna have to get something on this chin ASAP, Rocky.
We love a good makeup artist.
We do
up here.
We've got Michelle Devereaux and Eric Villiger doing our makeup, so very excited. But yeah, my low would probably just be my skin, and adult acne is no joke, and there's a lot of our listeners that have touched on it with us as well. And whoever told you grow out of pimples when you are an adult
was a liar.
They lying. So that's my down moment, but if that's all I've got to moan about, then I'm very grateful. And
love
I,
that.
You know what I mean? So what about you, sis?
I'm absolutely on the event train. That was so amazing. I left feeling so like energized and just full and like cup full energy. Like
we
it was
were
really
buzzing,
cool.
Eh?
Buzzing. Felt a little bit hungover the next day of just being like all the adrenaline and energy that you put into something, it really goes like full bore downhill
full
the next
bore.
Day.
It's the high definitely, then it's the low, right?
Yeah, but it was definitely a massive high. Also, not a high, but like it was like an accidental high. This weekend, if you run any Hamilton City events, listen up. We went to this really cool, I think it was called Kore Kore Market. It was so amazing out in Rototuna.
Oh, cool.
So many cool people running. Like, you know when you go to a market and there's maybe one or two like cool stalls?
Yeah.
Every single stall was so cool. Like, every single one.
Why did
I could
I
have
not
bought
hear
something.
About this cool market?
I don't know, but it was so, it's like a one-off too. It was amazing.
What sort of like vendors were there?
Oh, it was so cool. There was this girl that did these amazing resin earrings, but they were like beautiful bright colours.
Wow.
There were people that did pottery. There were amazing like soaps. I bought these. I bought that. There was a lady who did these amazing embroideries on bags and like cool keychains, and I bought one that was a yellow, I don't know, it appealed to my funny, but it was like a yellow school bus. And and it just had struggle on it, like struggle bus.
Oh, how good.
So I wear it at school and I'm like, I'm on the struggle bus, guys. Ignore me.
That is so cool.
But there were just so many great, great things. Wow. And I got all my Secret Santa stuff organized and it was just so many cool food vendors. Bo ended up hurting himself and we had to go home anyway. But anyway, what I was going to say is after that, I was like, what a great Saturday. They're lighting up the tree in Garden Place this weekend. I looked it up on the thing, Event Finder had it written down as lighting up the tree, so exciting, like come along, there'll be food, there'll be fun things, there'll be entertainment, there'll be this and that, and I was like, how fun, let's go and watch the tree
let's
light
go.
Up. I put Bo into a daytime nap so that he could be up later, said 6 to 9, we got there, we got a car park, we were like, whew, okay, walked there, there was nothing happening.
Crickets.
Literal crickets. Crickets and a few stray cats and dogs and people. I was like, have I got the right day? But we were a little bit early, so I was like, maybe they're running really late. And I was like,
and there's just no one to be seen in Garden Place.
There's like literal barriers around the tree. There's the scissor lifter still there. I was like, okay, I've got my mum and Matt are like, have you got the wrong day? And I was like, nah. And I flicked her and I was like, nope, says today.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Nothing that said cancelled. Then I kept researching it because I was like, this is such a ridiculous thing. And there were other people like mingling around. And to be fair, we were like 10 minutes early. So I was like, okay.
But still, you'd think there'd be a crowd.
Then I went through. Their Facebook page didn't say cancelled. The Instagram page for like Hamilton Central CBD. Activities didn't say cancelled. I was like, are you kidding? And I didn't want to be a Karen, but I felt Karen-y. I was like, I've
you're
just
allowed
like,
to.
Prepped
you're...
this whole day around this event.
Yeah.
And then
lights.
I was like, okay, this is a bit random. So I was like, I wrote them a comment and I was like, hey, is this like meant to be on? Is it cancelled? Like, what's going on? No reply. But then as we decided what my high was, which I was going to say, is the low that didn't happen, but the high was that we went and made so much fun doing something else anyway.
I was going to say, did you just go and eat somewhere?
Well, we were
fun?
Like, okay, well, let's go bowling. So we went up to bowling and they were like, sorry, no lanes till 9:30. I'm like, who is bowling?
Who's bowling?
Who is taking all the lanes? Like, I didn't think it was that popular.
Yes,
like, this is a joke. I was like, okay, so then Bo was extra upset because he thought the tree was going to be lit up and then there was no bowling.
Oh, no.
So then we went to Time Zone and oh my gosh, they've done up Time Zone. It's so nice.
Oh, yeah, on the main street.
So many cool things.
So great. Yeah.
And it's all done up and like nice and not dirty.
I never went to it when it was dirty, but so, I had
well,
a great.
Not, you know, like,
Just a bit tacky.
And they've like redone the floor and they've got cool new games.
Yeah.
So it was lots of fun. Bo had a great old time.
You took it back to the high.
Then
for
we went to the local tap house. And guys, I'm so easily pleased, but they have a robot that delivers your food.
I know, I've heard about this robot.
Out of this world.
A robot.
So we're sitting there and it's like, cool, you can order at the table. So we're like picking our food. And what's great about the local tap house is you can order food from Eat Burger to your table, even though it's like the restaurant next door. So Eat Burger can
nice
come.
Collab.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
So there we are sitting there and we just see this robot coming around. It's got little cat ears and little tray and it's like talks to you. It's like, hello. Like, order number 11. Take your food, please. Like, it's so cute.
Wow.
It's got little, like, digital whiskers and digital, like, blinky eyes. And it's like, mind your step. And then it's got little arrows to show you which way it's going. It's so cute.
Oh, my God.
So we were so entertained by this little robot
Did
cat. Bo that
love it?
Your food. Yes. And
so,
he, like, patted it like it was a real
so
cat.
So it's actually meant to be a robot cat.
It's a robot cat. It's so cute.
I'm impressed.
And it was amazing. Like, how efficient.
Tell
like,
me about just, the food.
Oh, my gosh. The food was great.
I've never eaten there.
So we went to the local tap house. We got... there were some cool deals when you scanned it. And so we got a burger and a beer for $20 or something like that.
Yo, that's
it was
good.
Amazing. So I got like a Doris Plum cider and a delicious burger.
Damn.
And Matt got the same. And then we got this thing called like the local platter. And it was $28 down to $15. And it was like four things. So we got fries. We got onion rings. We got broccoli, which was delicious. It was like char broccoli. And then...
Why,
what was the other thing?
Where were all these deals coming from? Where are you
just
scanning
them? Just
from
the local tap house. You just scan the QR code and then you can order online.
Oh, right.
And they were online.
Oh my gosh.
It was so fun. And then you go there and you can pick the music you want to. You go up and you type in the song you want and it's like a playlist of music that people want to listen to in the thing.
I'm sorry, why are they so great?
They are so great. So 10 out of 10 local tap house.
Shall
appreciate
we have
you.
Our next event there?
Maybe we
it
should.
It can just be the robot cat party.
The robot cat party. But the robot cat was so cool. And like Matt and I were like, wasn't that so fun? The spontaneity of it all.
Yep.
Made the best out of a bad situation.
Exactly.
Still don't know. But then what was funny is my mum was like,
so when are the lights?
She was like, I did think it was funny because I still feel like my workmate did tell me that this was cancelled earlier in the week. I was like, okay, so two and two together, it's not on. But I'm like, why do we not? And then so we walked past again and talked to this couple and they were like, the security guard, is this meant to have a thing on? And I was like, oh my gosh. And so we were talking to them, and they're like, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm on the Facebook page and it doesn't say cancelled.
It should have said cancelled.
And then early, oh, I could go on it all day. But anyway, I digress. If we ever cancel an event, team, if Absolutely Not Sis ever has to cancel an event, you will know on all platforms.
It would say,
I will personally hand deliver you a piece of paper that says not on tonight, sis.
We'll hand you a termination notice of the event. Like, it would be not on and you definitely know.
So a big Absolutely Not for me is not actively, like, what's the word? Not actively communicating that you've cancelled your event.
Yeah, because people organise their whole baby's day naps around
and
there.
Yeah, so her old mate was up till 10 p.m.
Oh,
yay for us.
Yay for you. Oh my God, my other absolutely yes is that I got a pinky bowl and then I had her banoffee Sammy.
Delish.
And I'd brought it for my friend, but then I ate it at 3 p.m. and it was probably one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten.
Delicious. Honestly. I can't wait to get another pinky bowl.
Did you know I have to go a whole week because I got Stace's wedding? Which obviously I'll never trade that in, but Jael said, see you next week. And I was like, oh my God.
No, I won't.
I won't see you Friday or Saturday. Friday or Saturday.
Because I'll be in Whangamata being a bridesmaid.
I'll be a beautiful bridesmaid.
Oh, well, so do you know excited. What? Let's just, because Courtney's a negative Nancy, let's just take that and run with it for this episode.
Why not, Dom?
This episode, we're going to do a little game of for the entire episode. Do you know what I hate?
Guys, do you know what I hate?
Do you really know what I hate?
I hate it when people don't cancel the Christmas lights.
And when they do cancel them, they don't tell you that they do.
Exactly.
So we're going to play a game of this entire episode. Do you know what I hate?
Do you know
and we're
going
to just share the things that we personally hate.
Yeah.
And maybe you might, first of all, feel personally offended. Secondly, you might be like, y'all sis, agree.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk all that one.
100%.
We're going to shaka that one. So, let's have a little fun game of, do you know what I hate?
Do you know what I hate? And it's good to kind of get out all of this negative energy before the festive season, you know what I mean? But it's like, also, what's the whole potty about? Speaking our truth.
And I'm going to speak it for a good couple of minutes.
She's going to speak it for a good chunk of an hour.
The entire way here, I was voice noting because I couldn't go on my phone. So I was voice noting like into my thing like with Google Type. I was like, and then this, and then this.
How good.
So good.
I wondered how you got that list up and running there, sis. Right, take it away.
Do you know what I hate? Wait. Can we say it at the same time? Ready? Do you know what I hate? I really hate when celebrities thank God in their acceptance speeches.
They really do, don't they?
This is me being Beyonce. First of all.
She does. She talks like that.
First of all.
Channel her.
I just want to thank God for putting... I'm like, no!
He didn't.
Beyonce, sorry, but why are we giving credit to anyone else but you?
Your mother gave birth to
Baby,
you.
Baby, it's you! You're the one I love! You're the one that put in the work! You know what I mean?
It wasn't Jesus, sis.
Jesus Christ or Jod, none of them.
I love it when you say
Jesus Christ and Jod, none of them did the work.
I just want to thank God for bringing me... No, that was
you're
a bad
like
accent.
To, yeah. I just want to thank God for putting me on this earth and giving me... No, darling.
Yeah, God
First
bless.
Of all, it was probably your mum and dad that put you in the acting lessons. It was your mum and dad that kept, like, put your voice on the radio. It was your mum and dad that told the... You know what I mean?
All the things.
If you're going to thank anyone, thank mom, pa, thank yourself.
Thank yourself. Before
and be
you
done.
Check yourself.
Yeah, thank yourself before you check yourself. That's, do you know what I hate?
Yeah.
I really hate when celebrities thank God in their acceptance speeches.
100%.
Do you know what I hate?
People calling you the wrong name in an email. Like today I got, Dear Lauren.
Dear Loza.
I was like, sorry, who's that? Who's Lauren?
Lauren?
I've actually just emailed you prior to that and it says in great big letters, Laura Watson, account manager. And my email says, Laura@shift72, not Lauren. And then I have responded and wrote, regards Laura, to see if he'll actually follow it up. But in all my years of admin work, I've been called many things.
All the things
Lara,
by your name.
Lauren Spouton both the ways. I've actually been called Karen before. And I'm like,
you're like, what part of Laura and Karen are the
but
same?
But to be honest, when you're just typing and you're not thinking sometimes, like, and you're thinking of somebody else or you hear something, you start typing it.
Well, I was writing learning stories for the kids and I kept putting love from Courtney and Laura.
Oh,
because
darling.
I was thinking of Absolutely Not Sis at the time, and then I had to go back and edit them all and put Abby. No, I love you, Abby, but
love
it was just
abs,
on the mind.
But I'm always on her brain. And
She's
the
always
other,
on my mind.
So my company that I work for is called Shift 72, great company, and for a year I've been very fearful of ever typing Shit 72.
Oh,
and
of
I
course.
Did it. I did it with a client. I sent them a calendar invite. Lucky it's one of our favourite clients in Wellington, and it said his company name and Shit 72 catch up. And then he wrote back, ha ha, Laura, typo in the subject. And I was like, oh my God,
oh,
what have I
my
written?
Gosh.
Thank gosh it wasn't to like Paramount or Sony, like some of the big players I deal with. So if you call someone wrong in a wrong name in an email. It's an absolutely not. Please try
it's
better.
Absolutely not. Do you know what I hate? Let me tell you. When people don't understand how to indicate or know road rules, so when you're at a T intersection and you're meant to be waiting for them, they wave to you to be like, your turn, and you're like, no, darling, definitely your turn, and they still wave like, no, your turn, and you're like, hun, it is 110% by the road rules, your turn. You are going straight through, I am indicating left, you need to go.
100%, because those are the actual road rules as well. If you start doing the old shimmy back and forth, like, no, you go, no,
and
you go.
That's going to be a car accident waiting to happen.
That's going to be a car accident.
So if we could all refer to the road rules, I would really appreciate that. Just so you know, if you are at a T intersection, if you are going straight through, you have the right of the way out of me and you. Okay? That's what I hate.
Please go back and read the road rules book as if you're sitting there.
It happened
there
to me on the way here, and I literally yelled at her like she could hear me. I was like, no, boo! It's you! No, no, boo! Let's go! Like, I was like, no, we're not having this.
Yeah, and you have to actually stand your ground and stick with your first decision.
Because that's when a crush is going to happen, you know what I'm saying?
100%. Do you know what I hate? On that note, I hate it when you're walking and you know that this person's coming, so you're like, cool, I'll shimmy to the left. But then, oh no, they want to shimmy the same way, so they're shimmying their right. And then you start doing a waltz, and you're like,
that's
embarrassing. Oh my God. And you're just like, this is so awkward. And sometimes it goes on for so long.
And then you awkwardly giggle, but then it's like, no conversation comes from it.
Yeah. And then especially, it's very awkward when you're on your own and that happens, because then you just walk away and you're like, I can't believe I just endured that. I'm so embarrassed. Why did we not know which way to walk?
Do you think it's because Kiwis don't really use the whole, like, is it left? Stick to the left or stick to the right
on the tube and on the stairs
I know that's like an unwritten rule, but it's very stuck. Like, it's a serious rule in like the UK and America. You stick to the rules because it's busy.
Oh my gosh, if you are not on the right and you are on the left of one of the elevators going up, you are in danger zone, man.
You are in danger zone.
100%.
I love that. Do you know what I hate? I hate when you're trying to come off really intelligent in a conversation, or you're trying to make a really strong point in written version, like a written statement, and you put the wrong your. So you're trying to say, like, if you look at your books, or if you have a look at this, you like your, like whatever, and you put you are your instead of the other your. So embarrassing. And then you send it, but it's too late.
Yeah.
You've put the wrong your. In the arms of the angel. That's how I feel. I'm like, I'm gone.
Peace out. Send me to heaven.
Send me away because I've made a mistake.
Or if you're trying to get in on a conversation on a topic that you know nothing about, and you try to get in on it and you're completely off, and you're like, oh no, you guys talking about that? No, I was talking about the other thing.
Yeah. I was talking about the other thing. So embarrassing.
So uncomfortable.
Or like if someone's like, well, what would you think? I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I don't really have an opinion, to be honest.
I'm dumb. I'm dumb. I don't know.
Or I just pretend that I've got a phone call. Sorry, John's calling.
John's calling. Gotta go.
Yeah, g'day, John.
Absolutely not.
Do you know what I hate? When people tell you look tired. And I've got a story that I never shared. And I went on our gram like months ago in the winter and ranted about it. And we got, I would say, over 15 women.
And many a people replied to you.
Many people. And this was the story. Walk on over to say g'day to a colleague / friend. How you going? How are you? How's your afternoon? Looks up. Yeah, good. Oh, God, you look tired. Yeah, you look really exhausted. Laura's response. I don't really know if that's a nice thing to say to somebody. Yeah, that didn't make me feel good. He laughs. Oh, don't be so sensitive. I'm just saying it how it is.
Don't be so sensitive. Are you joking?
So he started with the you look tired and exhausted. Instead of me going, yeah, well, I've actually just been crying in the Centre Place toilets because I heard Rod Stewart on the radio at my chemist, not my chemist warehouse, at Chemist Warehouse, which is my mum's funeral song. And it was a little bit of a trigger. So maybe I'm a little bit tired because of that. Or maybe I just look tired, but you don't need to tell me, especially a female. I'm sorry.
Because what I'm hearing is you don't look good.
Yeah, you don't look good. How is that going to make anyone feel good? So instead of me saying any of that, I thought, here's a chance to educate people, because I have been told I look tired my entire life if I don't have makeup on. And I actually had makeup on that day because I was in the office. So I thought, you know what, I'm so sick of this and I want to change people's narrative. So I thought, I'm going to educate. And I said, I don't actually think that's a really nice thing to say, especially like to a female. That's just not good. That doesn't make me feel good. And he said, oh, and did this laugh. Oh, don't be so sensitive. I'm just saying it how it is. And I said, no, not being sensitive at all, just speaking my truth. But yeah, I might leave it here. And I went back to my desk and I had the biggest lump in my throat.
Because you would have felt so like, I can't believe I just confronted that conversation.
I was almost shaking. Like, and I went to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, this is still happening. And especially, like, I don't want to be sexist, but like coming from a male to a younger female as well, I was like, what gives you the right? And B, I actually want to challenge you and genuinely know, by you saying that question, are you doing it with any intent?
Yeah, like if you take it right back, what was the purpose? Like, yeah. Where was it going to go? You going, yeah, I am really tired. Be like, yeah, well, you need to just look after you. Like,
yeah.
What
do you want out of that? Why don't you check in with that person and say,
like, instead of saying you look tired, like, oh, just checking you're all good. Like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And then they might go, I'm actually really tired. And you can say, oh, what's been going on with you?
Yeah, how are you going? Yeah, can I give you a quick check-in? How are you? Is everything all good? How's work going? Is it a bit stressful? Like, we were in the workplace. And then it happened to me again. I won't go into too much detail, but it happened to me again the other morning, walking into the gym from a friend and said, oh, you look tired. And I was like, oh, again, education. Oh, I don't, that doesn't make me feel good. It's 5 to 6 in the morning and I was up till 11 o'clock because I just threw a really cool Christmas party for my podcast. Oh, no, I'm not, like, and I know she's got a good heart and it wasn't coming with any bad intent, but she's like, oh, I'm just saying that you look tired. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just saying that doesn't make me feel good. And it completely threw me off for the entire gym class. I was like, why is this such a trigger for me? But it's because I know how loose people throw this around and that it can really upset somebody. And for the rest of the day, I felt like absolute crap, you guys. So please, if there's anything coming into the silly season where people are exhausted and are burnt out and are tired and grieving and sad or had a really good day and might just look a bit tired, don't tell them. It's the crappiest thing to tell a person, I think.
I think if you have a really good rapport with someone.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's a different story. Like, if you and I were talking, because you're opening up a conversation, you'd be like, sis, are you all good? Like,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a great rapport with someone, if you don't have a good relationship or you know that it's not, like, again, like, you know it's actually, there's no purpose to it, and you don't even go there.
You might know they're a bit sensitive or they are going through bad mental health or grieving. You're only going to make it worse. So I don't want to go on a negative rant there, but I've never told that first story.
Do you know what?
And
I get told every time I don't wear makeup that I look sick.
Yep.
And I just hate it because
Are you feeling okay? You
and
look a
I
bit
go,
sick.
No, I'm just not wearing makeup. I just look dog ugly. Like, all good.
But, like, I
you know,
just,
like,
I will never understand how people have the right, because you turn the mirror around and you're like, are you absolutely kidding me?
Yeah, like, what were you achieving by telling me I look sick?
Yeah, and
when
like,
I can
two
just tell
can
you that's
play
what I literally look like.
Two can play this game, but we're not going to stoop to your level. But I could rip on
I
you.
I look sick, but you are sick, all right?
Exactly. So be a better person. Do better, New Zealand.
Do better living.
Do you know what I hate?
Let me choose one. When you're driving on the motorway, you're singing your best song, you're having a conversation with someone in the passenger seat, you're living your best life, and next minute, out of the blue, you just hear, and you look and you are absolutely mortified because a person in a motorcycle has just come up on the inside of you and you didn't see them coming, and you jump out of your skin and all of a sudden you are just in another, like, time zone. It is so scary.
It is.
You're
so
just being
petrifying.
Normal. You don't see them because you don't expect to be needing to look on the inside lane in your mirrors all the time, and then you just hear it, no, and it's so loud.
But
and
it actually
scary.
Like it spikes your adrenaline, right?
Yes.
Like you get this cold shiver, and you're like, oh my gosh, what
you're
just
like,
happened?
Here I was just having a lovely sing along to, I don't know, Ed Sheeran, anybody, whoever, having a great old song to my FM, just having a little box.
Yeah,
bop,
just
or you're having a good
time.
Old conversation, and that has to just go and ruin it.
Yeah, it's just takes
and
it all away.
And all of a sudden, you realise that you're driving a car, and you're like, wow, okay,
yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so
that.
Much for freaking me out.
Do you know what I hate? Toasters just not toasting bread properly. I'm sorry. I'm so done with my toaster.
I'm so done with the fact that all of them have such varied excuses of what a dark piece of toast is meant to be, or a crispy piece of toast, or like a not so crisp. Like,
but
what is it?
I will never know what the knob means. The numbers
mean? It's a
mean?
Number amount of minutes it's toasting for.
So that means it's going to cook the most,
so
right?
I literally thought the numbers was like, oh, 5 meaning like most crispy.
Yeah,
but
same.
It's actually, which
most
true,
brown.
But it means minutes in the toaster.
So, but the longer it's in,
it
should toast. Mine, okay, fair. It was a little crappy one from the warehouse, but it should still do the job. And the knob's turned on all the time. 5 minutes comes up, still limp. I'm like, how am
Rude.
I ever going to have my Olivani melt on you?
She's never going to have the Olivani melt. And there's a specific kind, and it's depending, like if you've got a Vogels, your Vogels are never going to toast. You're going to be there for 17 hours waiting for that Vogels to be just right.
Do you know what's wild about Vogels?
What?
It has... Vogels and the ingredients have skim milk powder. So Sam can't eat Vogels because he's a vegan eater.
Oh my gosh.
So, but
well,
he
no
did.
Wonder, because we have to get the dairy-free, gluten-free bread from them. They have a dairy-free, gluten-free version.
Oh, I know they have a gluten-free
But that
one.
Makes sense why I have to be dairy-free.
Yeah, so we got out, we were in MIQ and Stace did a massive grocery shop drop-off and there was, I was like, give me some Vogels with Pix peanut butter. Like,
yeah.
Name a more iconic Kiwi duo. And hello, Sam was having a lovely, lovely old sandwich and I was like, might just have a little look. And I was like, oh, darling, you better stop eating that. It's got a little bit of milk powder. And he's totally fine. He's not going to like freak out, but he's like, oh, that sucks, damn
now
it.
That's one less thing he can choose.
But quick thing, if anyone's into the low-carb bread, not the expensive cardboardy stuff, I think it was Country Grain or Plowman's or something does a low-carb one,
yes.
But there's a new one out called Macros.
Oh.
That brand Macro.
Yeah.
Macros. And theirs is only $4 a loaf, and it's soy and linseed, high-protein, low-carb,
yum.
And it toasts so much better than the other low-carb one, and it's only $4, and it's an absolute yes from me.
So if you've got a good toaster, get in there. I feel like every toaster should have to go past the Vogels test, because that's a crispy bit of bread.
100%.
You can't eat a Vogels fresh.
No, you can't.
You have to toast it.
Who would ever have a Vogels sandwich?
Nutmeh.
Do you know what I hate?
I hate when you're just driving along, minding your own business, living your best life, and next minute you look in your rearview, there is a policeman. And you're not doing anything wrong.
But you freak out.
Freak out. And
you're
so
like,
you
I'm drunk. I've got a gun in the boot. There's a dead body. What have I done? What have I done?
I'm getting caught.
They're after
me. My warrant's due in 2 weeks. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm done.
And then all of a sudden you can't keep your speed like steady. So you're going like 45, 55, 50, 45, 55, 50, 37, 38, 27. Like you just, because you're so like.
You're
like,
so scared.
And
the
then,
gets
and
too
then
heavy
do you
or
know
too
what?
Light.
The amount of times I've turned the wrong direction just to avoid having to have them follow me any longer, because it just sets my anxiety to like neck level. So the other day I was driving through Taupiri and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I just cannot do this. So I turned down some random road and let them go past me, turned
and
around and then
on.
Followed behind them, because I was like, I cannot. I know I've done absolutely nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But the anxiety
everything drops, right?
And then I'm like, am I going off the lines because I'm thinking so hard about
it. I'm like, are they going to pull me up because I'm going too slow?
I hate it so much.
But in saying that, my friend Kat's a cop. And she's got some really cool work stories. I've never actually asked her about that, but I did ask her about a time when I was pulling out of my car park right by Hamilton Beer and Wine on Anglesey Street, phone literally in my handbag in the back seat, because I'm such a scaredy cat driver, driving along, and it's 5 o'clock traffic, see some red and blue lights. I was like, oh yeah, pull over for them to go past. And these two female police officers were pointing, going, no, you, to me. And so my first thought was, oh my God, my brother-in-law bought me this car from Auto Auctioneers. Maybe it's a stolen vehicle. So I'm turning in, and then I was like, maybe one of my brake lights is out. Going through all these things in my head, I pull into like this little dentist car park. This girl comes up, she's like, do you know why I pulled you up today? And I was like, no, is it something to do with the car? Like, and I started to tell that story, and they're like, we saw you on your phone. And I was like, sorry? And they're like, we saw you on your phone on the dashboard. Like using it as maps. And I was like, oh my God, like I swear on my mum, my phone's in my work bag. It's in that laptop bag in the back. And she's like, are you sure you didn't just throw it in there? And I was like, I had a crash like a decade ago from being on my phone. I haven't touched my phone when I drive since. I don't need maps. I'm going to Dinsdale. Oh, okay. No, that's okay. And I was like shaking and almost about to cry, because I'm such a good, like, I'm a goody good two-shoes.
And then you feel like there's no way you can lie out of it, because they're like, but I saw you.
Yeah, and then I felt like I was overcompensating. And I said to them, but I kind of challenged them. I was like, so you're saying all the way back there as I pulled out of my car park, I'd been in the car for 30 seconds, and you think that you've seen me on my phone? And they go, oh, yeah, no, we just thought we'd check. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy, because I'm on the road every day and I see so many young people on their phone, and the fact you've pulled me up and I wasn't on my phone, oh. And they're like, it's all good, like, don't worry. These two, like, really beautiful police women pulled me up, and I sat in the car and I had a little lump in my throat, and I was like, oh my God.
It's like you're being growled at
again for
something that you didn't do.
And I talked to my friend who's a cop, and she's like, yeah, that's really strange, sorry about that. And I was like, look, one, like, crappy time of a police pulling you up isn't going to represent an entire police squad. Like,
no.
I know you guys are doing your job and doing it well.
And
but
I'm just glad they believed you, because that would
I know.
Be really bad.
Oh, well, they said to me, you know, it's an $80 fine. And I was like, my point exactly. I know the fines have just gone up, so I wasn't on my phone. Like, I don't.
You're like, I don't play around with money, honey.
I was like, it's zipped up in the back. And then you feel like you're lying.
You have to be like, prove it. You
I know.
Like, have a look.
Anyway, so yeah, policemen's just scare me. And my good friends are policemen. And I'm like, honestly, when you guys drive past, I freak out. I'm like, my warrant's expired. I'm I'm going to jail.
So we don't.
Next minute, they're just worried about getting some nuggies from BP.
Exactly.
Love that.
Do you know what I hate?
It's you.
Oh, it's me. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So just people not finishing their food when you go out for a meal. And not even if they're your friends, but, like, people will get up and leave next to you and they've left an entire garlic bread.
But they've paid for
it. They've paid for it. And honestly, and I say to Sam, I feel like I want to ask the waitress if I can have the rest of their chips. Like, it kills me because...
So wasteful.
You know, you're just raised to eat what's on your plate and really appreciate it. And maybe they were full, but just ask for a doggy bag and take it away. That's a real pet peeve. But that's coming from, like, just my real hungry, big appetite, what's inside. Like, we eat everything. But... sometimes my sister will leave stuff and I'm like, sis.
You're like, why are you leaving that? Don't be polite.
Yeah, I'm like, are we related? And then I always feel uncomfortable, but I still do it. If you're out with your friends and they've left something on their plate, I'll say, oh, are you done? Can I have that? Like, I will do it with my friends. Just like, yes. It's a beautiful last piece of salmon. Or
don't ever leave the beef tartare on its own.
Yeah, well, I did that at Kate's. Like, there was some more down that end and I was kind of looking and Rachel's like, did you want it? And I was like, oh, I don't want to be that girl. And she's like, have it. And I was like, okay. I'm paying $50 and it's the beef tartare.
Well, that's it. I'm always like, the money, like, it's like the Mexico event that we did. I'm like, the money that I was so concerned that the girls were going to be like, oh, $45 a ticket, too much. Clearly not, because they all left without their car.
People were leaving. And then there was like extra food as well. And I nudged Courtney. I was like, you're thinking what I'm thinking, being like, let's get a doggy box and take that quesadilla home right now.
So good. I love it.
Do you know what I hate?
Small talk.
Oh my God, not for us.
Not for me, especially. And it's really hard because when we run events, I have to practice being prepared to do the small talk to get into a good conversation.
You're so good at talking.
Yeah, but not small talk.
And socialising.
No, I don't do small talk. I hate this. So what's the weather like? But I do it myself because I don't know how else to communicate with people. I've only ever learned to do small talk because that's what we do as New Zealanders. We ask people how they are. We say, hey, yeah, good, thanks, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks, how are you? Yeah, what did you do this weekend? Oh, you're not much, went to market, what about you? Oh, yeah, the weather's crap. And that's the end of it.
Or when you meet new people in New Zealand, it's very much, how are you? Oh, so what do you do?
Yeah.
And that's why I shared that thing on our gram that day. And it's like, when people ask you what you do, I get out of bed every morning, okay? I do one thing a day.
I do my best.
I do one thing a day that scares me, and that's waking up, okay? I do my best. And it's like, I don't know, there was just so many deeper conversations when you were meeting new people overseas, and that's something Sam and I really miss. But
I just don't even know what to ask people.
I know. Like, it's like an awkward
thing.
Other
than, so what do you do? What else am I supposed to ask you?
Just like, so tell me about yourself. Like, where are you
from?
But
then I feel like I'm asking an interview, so tell me about yourself. And then I'd feel instantly like, oh my God, I can't show up on time.
I don't make good decisions. No, yeah. See, I love like the whole storytelling and sharing stories and experiences.
Yeah, I guess that's not all of us though, is it?
Nah,
so awkward.
And it can make people feel really comfortable. What have you got in your eye there, doll?
Oh, no, I've just got hay fever. I've just got itchy eyes.
Please don't pull the skin on your eyeball again.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Like last week.
Do you know what I hate?
Do you know what I hate? Hay fever.
Oh my God, absolutely. I actually do. I'm so sick of it. My eyes so itchy.
Do you know what I hate? Okay, so picture this. As I said, I'm at North Beach, and I'm rummaging, you guys. I'm there at 9 a.m. I'm rummaging. Go over to the first shopkeeper. Hi, do you guys have any of the bloody blahs in a 13? They're like, oh, just have a look. Oh, just go look out the back. Went out the back, never came back. So I asked the next one, hey, sorry, this girl was just going to ask me, go out the back because I asked her about this particular size. Comes back 5 minutes later, sorry, we don't have any. And I was like, oh, could you help me look for a 13 in this one then? Had a little bit of a rummage. Oh, I don't think we've got any. Okay. So I go in, first changing room round. I've got about 10 pairs of shorts. Oh, you can only take 5 in. Cool. 5 at a time, wheeling
them
round.
She's doing her job.
I'm coming out in bare feet and shorts to swap things over from the actual rack. Two shopkeepers there just standing there watching me. I was like, at any time, I understand if the store was busy, but I was there at 9. At this time, it's 9:15. At this time, I'm expecting did you want a hand with any more sizes? Nothing. I was there for about half an hour. I got no help until I got to the counter and a girl helped me with finding a size. And then the next day, I went to the other one in the base on the corner by the warehouse. The most beautiful girl, I think her name's Victoria, this blonde bombshell, came up straight away. How are you going? How's your day? Can I help you? Can I put that in the changing rooms? And it was way busier than the mall.
Yeah.
And then help me with my shorts, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, I just said to her, look, I just want to say thank you. Like, you've been so helpful today. I will let you know that the other branch in there was not helpful. She's like, we've been getting that feedback all weekend.
like all day. And then I had to go back again for something, or it was a different shopkeeper, and I told the next one, and she's like, yeah, people are telling us that. Because I asked for a different size and address, and they don't even look up with your stick.
You know
stick.
What I
they
think
just...
confusing as well? So here's the thing. I mean, I worked at Glassons many moons ago, but as I've spoken about, it was very intense retail. So back when I worked at Glassons, there's a many Glassons girls that listen and they can agree. It's very, you do an exam.
It's like an exam.
Crazy. Yeah. The expectation is that you greet someone in 30 minutes and that you are tagged to that
30
person.
Minutes?
Oh, 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Sorry, 30 seconds. You greet them within 30 seconds and then you go back and you come back and is there anything I can do for you? So that's why you feel so hounded. There's like different styles of shopping, like people, and I can't remember what they are, but the confusing thing about North Beach is that you're not just applying to a woman's audience, you're applying to women, men and children because it, and teenagers. Just because it is such a broad
big brand,
so I think that's how they get quote lazy, because there are some men that just come and get what they want and go, but there's still the people that want to get help.
And I
remember a few years back we had some great people. They would be like, what do you need, what can I grab you, and they'd like put their hand in the thing and be like, let me know what you can. But I'm like, hello, can you not, like, you're getting paid to, that is part of your job description, to be of help and service to other people.
And
retail.
And it was just one of those moments where I was like, look, girls, it's not busy, and you're both just standing there, because they kind of just plonk themselves
and
around the store.
And it's already not a nice experience. We've talked about how trying things on is not always the funnest experience.
And they're like, sorry, we said five, I think you've got six. And I was like, I've got five. Like, and what am I took my little satchel.
And
I was
if
like,
you're
what
that
am I
worried about
steal?
What's in my thing, maybe come and help me.
Come and
if
help
you're
me.
You're so worried, but you're just going to sit in the corner and not do anything.
Yeah.
They do. They walk around like blind little bats, like they don't know what they're doing. They have a little conversation, walk in a loop again, have a conversation.
Oh, I heard all about their night in town the night before and going to the party.
Do you know what I hate?
Which is
when
really
you are
naughty.
Do you know what I hate?
Do you know
when
what
you
I
are
hate?
In a restaurant or in a retail situation, this has happened to us both, and you probably might remember, and people are talking about unrelated work events, like not to do with work or anything, like outside of their work, in
it's
front of you
so
like you
tacky.
Don't exist.
Yeah.
Like, and then Sarah was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, Sarah, you're rostered on for tonight. And she's like, I'm not going to do that job. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm literally right here. You should be holding that conversation for the back.
And you shouldn't be
later on.
You should not be destroying your
as a teacher.
Co-workers.
I wouldn't be sitting there with Laura as my coworker in front of a parent, being like, yeah. And then Jessica was like, I don't like that kid. And I was like, yeah, they smell. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to watch yourself.
You can't
yourself.
Do it in any scenario.
Yeah, I had that at a dinner establishment with the girls. They brought over a gin and tonic, and it was very, very flat. So we gave it to one waitress, but the other one kind of rolled her eyes at us to be like, oh, that waitress was so dumb and like was kind of huffy and puffy. And I was like, you can't do that about your own team and your own
we
staff.
We can see that.
You need to be a united front and then pull them aside and say, hey, wow, why'd you serve flat tonic, you know?
So where we're at is go to North Beach outside.
Go
we
to
actually,
the North
we
Beach.
We actually have a lot of luck there. Matt and I go there the most for his stuff.
It's so cool. And I think her name was Victoria and she was so nice. I was like, you are one of the best retail ladies.
I bet you whoever was their regional manager would be mortified to hear that they're not doing their jobs well.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
I actually left that one a Google review, the good one, but I don't have the heart to do a bad one for the other one.
Just send them a private
But
email.
I did say in the good one that if you want to come here, definitely come here and not the one in the mall. 100%.
Yeah, that is the one.
Do you know what I hate?
People making a joke at your expense is specifically to something that you're really insecure about.
Oh my God.
So
story
I get it all
life.
The time. Story of our life. I get it all the time. And people don't realize that it hurts because we're the people that like hide all our insecurities massively.
100%.
But this happens to me a few times, especially by friends. And so I don't want to hurt their feelings by being like, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
So I just take it on like
but
a soldier.
But this is educational, remember?
Yeah. So a few times I've had a friend be like, oh my gosh, a loud person, like, or like we'll talk about you, like, loud, you, no, oh my God, you're not loud, oh my gosh, you don't suck the life out of a room, oh my gosh, no, not you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
or what are your,
ouch.
What are your words per minute laws? I wonder what your school report said.
Yeah.
Or
what did your school report say?
Yeah, or like, chatty laws is here, or like,
she'll speak for all of us.
Yeah, and like, I'll always joke about loving the limelight and the spotlight and stuff, because I do, but then when people say it in kind of a malicious, vicious way, you're like, well, of course she'll be doing a speech at the wedding, you know,
and you're like, no.
But as soon as then I act insecure, or I'm not act, or I'm genuinely insecure about something, like, oh, I don't know if I would. Oh, no, but you're so amazing. And they gas you up.
And
then
you're
like,
but you've just told me that it's not a good thing.
Yeah. And then when I do have the confidence and say, I'm absolutely going to do that, or of course we're throwing an event because we're amazing, it's, oh, okay. yeah, well, no surprises there. You love the limelight, you know, and you're like, sorry.
Can I ever win?
You're like, can I be confident? Like, or are you threatened?
I never put
you
down. I literally never put you down because you don't like that, or yeah, because you don't have enough words per minute, or because you don't have an opinion, or because you're too vanilla. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, none of that ever comes out of my mouth. I appreciate for you for who you are. Well, yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you for who you are. So that really is hard because, you know, deep down, majority of people are well-meaning.
Yeah.
And they use that you're outgoing and confident and happy as a reason to jump in there and try and get on your level. And you're like, no, that's not what me being outgoing and friendly and happy
is. Yeah. And just because we joke and have really good banter, it kind of almost sets the tone to welcome them in to have banter with us, but they're using their banter kind of against us.
Yeah, like
I've had it happen so many, especially in many workplaces.
But
I've had
it. I know. Yeah. And actually, it happened to me once in a meeting, and a joke was made about me and my expense in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And at the end, I actually just said, can we not do that? Like, that's not what I'm saying.
Good
that's
girl.
Not. I was like, that is not what this is about.
Oh,
I was like,
I'm so
where
proud.
I'm coming from is not from that place. And I'd prefer if we didn't make a joke about that. Because, like,
Courtney, that makes me almost want to cry. Well done for sticking up for yourself.
And then
especially
afterwards,
in a workplace.
I was like, can I just talk to you? I was like, I didn't go really hard about it. But I was like, can I just chat to you after? I was like, I know that you were making a joke about it to make light of it, but then it makes me look really bad.
And that's not the person. I know I'm not that person.
Yeah, and I don't want to be used as a goat, like a scapegoat from that situation. Yeah, I didn't love that.
Yeah, I absolutely know how you feel.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had it a few times, even when people will ask me about the podcast and, oh, well, finally somewhere for you to talk, you know, like, and instead of saying it like, oh, that's really cool, it's a platform
like,
for you to
a
talk.
A platform for you to share so many amazing ideas.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, yeah, of course, you've got so much to say. And it's like in this negative way, and I'm like, oh, okay. But I just go back to the learnings that I've learned, and it's their insecurity, and it's people pulling you down, and people will pull down the confident people. But on that note as well, you and I, we've just masked all of the insecurities as being the fat funny friends we both have in both of our groups, and I'll still almost say and play on that to make others feel comfortable.
Same.
Still.
And because that's the thing, because then we're putting ourselves down, which is frustrating, because we're like, but it's because even though that hurts us, we don't want them to feel bad about
it. I know.
No matter what. Like, we're never going to make anyone feel bad about what they've said, because we know better than that, because we don't want anyone else to feel like that.
But by us doing that, Courts, we're not educating people to stop, because we're creating a space for them to be like, Lourdes doesn't mind if we have a joke about her weight. You know, that's not what they say out loud, but that's the subconscious message, right?
Yeah, like, oh, I can use, I can pick about that.
Or like,
and don't get me wrong, sometimes I sit here and I'm like, I'm sure at some point in my life I've done that to someone.
Oh, 100%.
Out of like a habit or something or not realizing. And so like, we're not perfect, but definitely don't love
it. And that's the thing where we've touched on before in previous episodes, is it's like, when did we become so sensitive to things, and what's the intent behind some of these comments? Mm. But sometimes you just genuinely know when someone's just being a little bit mean, and that it's not coming from a good place.
Yeah.
Whereas the you look tired scenario A, I knew that was coming from a real horrible place.
Yeah.
And scenario B, my gym friend was just a genuine comment, and she probably would have never known that there would be.
And she knows now.
Yeah, 100%. Because I educated. It's called educated.
Sure did.
And do I hold it against her? No. Do I hold it against case one? Yes.
Yeah.
Because the
it's the way he responded to follow up.
Yeah,
to your
instead of, oh God, I'm so sorry. It was
like,
don't be so sensitive.
I would never want to upset you. I'm so sorry. I was just noticing something.
I was just noticing. Yeah. And also one last thing on that, you know, my best friends. Yes, we all joke about chatty Lourdes, and I can take it from them because
They know the inner you.
Yeah,
like,
they know that. But when it's coming from these sort of outside people, and like, I don't know. I'd never throw that shade at somebody to make them feel uncomfortable.
It's almost funny because you're like, I don't know if this is your way to think that you're connecting with me, but you're really putting a barrier.
Yeah, like, and it's almost like, I remember you saying in one episode, you know, if kids are mean to each other, that means they like you. That is the worst.
I hate that. If somebody's being mean to you, you know that it means they like you. No. If someone's being mean to you, shut it down.
That is such an old traditional.
We don't want anyone to think that that's a term of endearment. Like, I'm going to call you names or pick on you or follow you around. Oh, it's because he likes you. No.
Yeah, I'm sure you and Matt will be teaching Bo, if you like somebody, you be nice.
We show it in a nice way.
You show it. You be respectful.
And appreciate it.
And if a girl says no, that doesn't mean, oh, they like you. No means no. no.
Yeah.
That's what I want to teach my nephews. No means no. If a girl in the playground doesn't want to hold your hand or play in the sandpit, leave her alone.
If anyone says no, it's like when we're tickling Bo and he says no, I'm like, cool, I know now. Yeah. I'm not going to continue doing that because that's you don't like
it. That's creating an unsafe feeling for him. He's not going to feel safe coming to mummy and daddy if they just keep torturing him.
And then if somebody else does it, you want him to understand that if they don't stop when he says no, then it's actually not okay because we stop when you say no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can respect his no because his no means no. His no is valid.
Then he understands when I say no, there needs to be respect too because when you say no, you listen when I say no.
God, I love you.
Boom.
Gosh, I love you.
Does it always work in practice? Absolutely not. Do I want it to? Absolutely yes.
You'd be so good on a parenting podcast to share all your wisdom.
But to be fair, I'm not a perfect parent and that's what's really hard because...
No one's perfect.
No, you're right. But the thing that's really hard is that even though I know that and even though that I know that the expectations are not the same and that we shouldn't hold ourselves to other people's lifestyles or the way they parent, it is still really hard
of course
to feel like you're doing the right thing. And there are so many things I do wrong every single day, and as soon as I've done them I'm like, damn it, I need to fix that. Yeah. Like, I know that doing that's not helpful. And sometimes, like, I watch Matt and I'm like, he's such a cool dad. Like, I'm boring mum at the moment because I have no energy because school is, like, sucking the life out of me because it's really busy. Not because I don't love it. I love it. It's just a busy time of year.
You're wrapping.
We're wrapping it up.
You're wrapping.
And he's just the most fun, amazing dad. Like, I was sitting at the playground yesterday with no energy in my heart, my period going full bore. Had nothing in me. And he's entertaining everyone's kids at the playground. He's spinning. Like, he's just such a cool dad, and he's really fun and exciting. And if I don't tell you enough, Matt, you're a really cool dad.
Oh,
bless. He is. He's a really great dad.
He's so awesome.
He's really fun, and he keeps the kids engaged. But, yeah, there's many a times where I'm like, Quartz, you need to really, like, focus on what being a parent is and try a lot harder because, you know, you're forming a little person.
But you're forming such a little great person.
I mean, he's
from
doing
what
some
I can
cool
see.
Stuff. There are times where he's absolutely... Yeah, well, he is. It was really nice. I got some lovely feedback from someone who was at his kindy the other day that knows me, that didn't realise that he was my son.
Oh, cool.
And he was like... she was like, he is actually... Now that I know, I'm like, wow, what a cool little kid. He's so loving. He's so beautiful. He's this, that, and the other. And sometimes you need to hear that because when you're in the thick of like a really... intense tantrum or like some screaming and some really over the top behavior or whatever, you kind of forget.
You forget those beautiful things, right?
So like it was really nice to hear that. And I'm really bad because I'm self-deprecating to myself.
Self-deprecating Sally.
I am, but I'm self-deprecating to him as a human being because of the way that I am. Not because I don't love him, but because I'll first
that's
be like,
reflection.
Oh, he's a pain in the bum. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. Because I'm always like, I don't want to be one that's like, he's amazing. I love him so much. He's so perfect because he's not.
Yeah.
Like, I do love him and he is amazing, but he's not perfect.
He's
and there are
perfect.
Lots of things that are really difficult right now, but I need to be mindful that I don't want to do that in front of him because I do love him.
Of course.
But what I'm trying to convey, I guess, is that parenting is difficult.
Very.
But I need to be more mindful of like, it's difficult, but I love him and he's a cool person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like trying to understand that like you can be a mother and love your child but hate being a parent.
Well, it's just like grief. You can be really, really happy and we're content in our life, but you can be
really,
very, very sad every single day.
Absolutely.
Because you have a hole in your heart.
Exactly. Like, it's totally the same thing.
Yeah, it's just black and white.
You're
right?
So right. Exactly. That. So
anyway, doll,
moving on, is it you or me?
It's you.
Okay, are you ready?
Do you know what I hate?
People that get really mad at a sports game.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, okay, first of all, take a deep breath. It's in the title. Sports game. Sports game. Second word, game. It is a game. Games are meant to be fun. Games are meant to be played. It is a game.
It's a game.
It's a game.
If you are a sideline parent, hey, you go out there and cheer on little Tommy, but please don't yell at Tommy.
And can we be mindful? Like, these are children playing a game. Game. G-A-M-E. Game. And it is learning the rules and sometimes even in adult games. Like, you think about all the riots and, like, fights that are started after soccer games.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're your home country or your hometown. Are you kidding me?
You're that, like, I get the passion, I get it, and I love that sport.
Be upset.
I love that sport does that.
You can be disappointed.
You can be so sad. Like, I cried when we lost to England in the World Cup.
And that's absolutely beautiful. Like, that's okay to be that way.
But I went home and cried in private while
Sam
went out
for a
run.
But are you going to actually, like, have a tussle and a hustle and a fight and scream your lungs out?
I'm not going to yell or disrespect the Brits that were singing It's Coming Home or Sweet Caroline while all the Kiwis were leaving this
park disappointed. Like, you can be upset. Do not get me wrong, but you do not need to be a sore loser. Like, I'm always teaching kids, like, have some resilience.
Have resilience.
You can be upset and disappointed, but you don't need to be disrespectful and you don't need to have an absolute meltdown.
And Sam and I, what an absolute nod is for Sam and I, is going on the All Blacks Instagram, and as soon as they lose, the hideous, horrific, disrespectful people out there writing the most disturbing things about Ian Foster, about this player, about that player. As soon as they win, oh my God, the boys, yes, the boys in black, get it, get it, get it. I'm like, and like, Sam's actually written once, and he will never write on any of these platforms, but he actually wrote, like, guys, it's a game. There's got to be one winner and one loser. Like, just leave it.
But that's how those people then behave at their children's games, and then that's what they show children, and then that's what their children think's acceptable.
Yep.
There's literally, like, teams that have games for kids, and they have a sign that it's like, this is a safe place to play sport. If you have nothing nice to say, you will be removed. Like, this is a game for children.
Really?
If we have to tell you that, you need to go.
You need to go.
Absolutely not, sis.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Also, like, if you're just going to, like, I mean, personally, if you want to be how you want to feel about sport, just hate it from the beginning and it's not a problem.
Yeah,
just be a hater from the start.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Just be like, it's not for me, and then move on.
And maybe if you
just
ask if you're somebody that does get a little bit hustle and bustle at a game or while watching a game, maybe not for you. And completely random, it just came to me, but like, do you like stringy bananas?
I hate bananas.
Oh.
Do you know what I hate? Bananas.
Really?
If bananas were a person, my mortal arch enemy, I would not want anything to do with them. Bananas are sticky. Bananas are gross. Bananas are mushy. Bananas have strings on them. Bananas bruise too easily. Bananas have spiders living in them. Bananas smell. Bananas are ooh. Bananas are a no.
Bananas are an absolutely not. Well, I'm never going to make you a banana cake for your birthday.
Well, you know what?
Oh, she likes a cake,
I love a banana-flavoured milkshake. I love a banana-flavoured lolly. And I will eat a banana cake if it is so banana mushed that there's no mushiness in it.
There's like no mush.
But otherwise, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Have we got one time for one more time?
We got one more time. Do you know what I hate?
Do you know what I hate?
Do you know what I hate? Okay, people that leave their phone volume on when they've been asked multiple times, please turn your phones off or have them silent. And then when this phone goes, diddling ding, diddling ding, diddling ding, ding, diddling ding, diddling ding, diddling, they act all embarrassed, and they're all scuffly. And I'm like, sorry, Deirdre, you had many an option to turn it off.
What?
Someone literally gave you the instruction. How hard is it for you to follow it? I bet your kids don't know how to sit and listen on the mat either. I bet your kids don't know how to fold their arms because you can't even turn your cell phone off. Are you kidding me?
What part of turn it off did you not understand? Like, put it on do not disturb if you don't want to turn it off.
And if you're not sure, have some anxiety in your heart and go, I'm going to check again.
Yeah, absolutely. Please don't be
that
person.
Live the life of an anxious person and check three times.
Check three times like I do every night.
Every time. It's like when you're at a wedding or when you're at a ceremony. We were at a ceremony the other day, really important one, listening, being good. Diddling, ding, diddling. And this person let it go for so long and I was like, it was given out as an instruction.
Oh my
There's
God.
Just no. We know now. We live in it. We live in a technological society. Turn it off when you are arriving.
You shouldn't even be reminded.
Be a winner.
Be a winner.
Be an absolute go-getter and do it before we get in the event.
Just be better. Just be a better person.
Be better, do better. We are going to put this on our poll. We want to know, do you know what I hate from you? We've got many. We could go on for hours, but we want to hear yours.
We could put some up and then do a yes or no poll. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that was so much fun.
I love being negative when it's getting it out.
And we don't need to play our game at the end because the entire episode was a whole game of absolutely, absolutely not. Wasn't it?
It was all absolutely not.
It was basically an absolutely not bonanza.
I thought you said banana and is about to lose it.
A banana.
Bonanza. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We appreciate your follows. We would love it if you could jump on our Spotify and rate us. It would mean the world to us if you could jump us and give us a little 5-star rating if that's how you feel.
That'd be a lovely little Christmas present to the Absolutely Not team.
It would be a darling little present, wouldn't it, darling?
That'd be so lovely. Thank you so much, everybody. God bless
you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, doll.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.